Wow, hallelujah in this place. Oh, I'm so glad that you are here with me this morning. Minister Daphne Smith, First Friday Praise and Prayer Call. I'm learning how to incorporate praise and worship and prayer because it all goes together. So thank you so much for joining me, Minister Daphne Smith, First Friday Praise and Prayer Call, corporate prayer designed to minister to everyone, usher in the presence of the Lord. If you desire prayer, call in number 347-989-0144. It's not about one church, one local church. It is about the body of Christ coming together as one in prayer. Let us hear from you. Call in today, right now, this minute, with your prayer request. Log in, get in the chat room, and be a part of the First Friday Prayer Call on Purpose for Godliness. First Friday of every month, 8 a.m., is a live prayer conference call. All you have to do is call in. I said dial, but you know we don't dial no more. That show you how old I am. But get your cell phones out. Push in the numbers. Punch the number 347-989-0144. PurposeForGodliness@gmail.com. And listen, you can download this anytime. Go online, blogtalkradio.com/Daphne Smith, and hear the on-demand shows, and just download it and let the Lord bless you. I guarantee you that you will be blessed. Amen, that you will be blessed. I believe that the Lord always has a word for us. Amen, amen. I want to ask my pastor if he desires, I had pushed the button before I asked him. I want to ask Pastor if he desires to have something to say this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You there?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, praise God. I didn't know I was supposed to be today.
No. Excuse me. Go ahead if you have something to say, Pastor.
No, I'm just grateful to be here on today. I'm grateful that the Lord woke me up this morning and started me on my way. And I just had a mind to just praise and worship the God of my salvation. You know, God, he makes wonderful changes in us. I remember the time you couldn't have paid me to get up to pray. You just couldn't have did it. I said, no, I'm a night owl. I'm going to stay up all night and I'm going to do my thing. But you know what? God comes in and he just changes your whole direction. Give you a new thought process. It's like a computer chip. You just change everything. And it's all changed for the better. I never thought that I could be the man that I am now. And God is not through with me yet. But I'm nowhere near what I used to be. And I'm so grateful for that. Because sometimes we think we're all right, but we're not. We're not even close to all right. But God wants to make us all right. He wants to make us better men, better godly men. And you know, I don't do it because of my wife. I don't do it because of my kids. I do it because of Jesus. I do it because it's right. See, we as believers have to go back to doing stuff just because it's right to do. You don't have to understand everything. You don't have to even agree. But you have to do it. I remember when the Lord used to tell me to do stuff, and to me, what he was saying was so crazy. I said, I ain't doing that. But I did it. And I found out I was wrong. See, a lot of times we try to go on our own intellect. Well, we messed up. Mm-hmm. We need help. We do.
Yes.
Any time that you think you're right and everybody else is wrong, something's wrong. Or you think you're right and God's wrong. Something's wrong with you.
Mm.
So all I'm saying is try the Lord and see. I guarantee you, you'll find out he's always right. He don't make mistakes. We do. And if we were such great decision makers, why was we always in trouble? Why was we always going down the wrong road? Mother Bimbo and them used to tell us, get on a street called straight and keep going. Don't get off. And I'm on that street called straight now, and I'm going to keep going because I just love the Lord and I just want to please him. My sincere desire is to please him. And I tell Lifeline all the time, me and the Lord, we have a perfect understanding. I'm under and he stands. And until you get in that place, you're going to always be in trouble. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much for the words of encouragement. I just love the Lord with all of my heart. And so it is First Call, 347-989-0144. You can get in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/Daphne Smith, or you could just listen and, you know, and enjoy what the Lord is doing. And if you have a prayer request, let us know. Press the number one on your phone, and I'll see a little question mark, something up there to let me know that you desire prayer. All right, so we're going to play another song, and then I'm going to share with you some scriptures. And, you know, if, like I said, if you have a prayer request, let me know, 347-989-0144, Purposed for Godliness, First Friday Praise and Prayer Call.
All of you that love the Lord, all of you don't mind praising and magnifying the name of the Lord. Oh, come on, you can get excited, get excited, get excited, get excited. We come to lift our hands and give Him glory. We come to lift our hands and give Him praise. Everybody in the room. To lift our hands and give Him praise, everybody in the room, yeah.
yes, yes. We give God the praise and the glory. The scripture says, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. We give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. That's what I'm learning to do, is to give him praise, glory, and honor. Amen, because he's God and God alone. Amen, God and God alone. I want to share something with you really quick. And even while the song was playing, I was looking up some things and some this particular scripture that was on my heart. And then when you study scripture, you kind of find out, well, it may not be quite that. But I just want to share with you. We always say God inhabits the praises of his people. And I believe that. I want to believe that. I want to believe. When I cry out to him, he hears my prayer. He hears my praise. Amen. And John, it says, they that worship him, Jesus, Jesus said it. They that worship him, the Lord, must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we must learn, first of all, to praise him. Scripture says, let everything that have breath. Praise the Lord. All you need is to be able to breathe. And you can praise him. All you need is to be able to breathe. You can praise him. And there is another level in God, which is worship. Not many of us do worship, because worship brings God to us. And it just takes us to another level in him. It catapults us to the throne room of God. I can't even explain it. We get our answers from worship and praise. God communicates with us through worship and through praise. It's just another level of experience in God. And we don't mind clapping our hands, and because, you know, I'm Pentecostal. So we don't mind clapping our hands and shouting and speaking in tongues and all of that we do. And it's wonderful. And I just think it's wonderful. I just think it's awesome. And we must learn how to worship the Lord. So in saying all that, the scripture says in Psalm 22, and I see sometimes it just pays. I don't know. Let me just read the scripture. Psalm 22, 1 through 5. And I'm reading out of the New International Version of the scripture. I almost want to read the whole psalm, but I'm not. And it says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Does that sound familiar? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. Oh, my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, and am not silent. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. In you, our fathers put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you, they've trusted. They trusted and were not disappointed. So, David. I'm telling you, I was looking it up early this morning. It's a Tehillim praise. It's a book of praises. It's a psalm of praise. It really is a psalm of praise. Even though David says, my God, why have you forsaken me? And it is the same thing that Jesus said on the cross, but it's still a book of praise. So the psalmist calls out to God from a deep despair. At the same time, he shows his amazement when he says, by the question, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from my groanings? And sometimes we feel God is not near us. And if you really love the Lord, it becomes unbearable to have that feeling that God is not with you or near you. It really does become unbearable. I like what this commentary says. It says abandonment or alienation is the experience of suffering. When one hopes for the deliverance, but no help is forthcoming. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, my goodness. Precisely because the psalmist was a child of the covenant. He had had great expectations that his covenant God, who had promised to hear and deliver, would come to his aid. But he felt himself abandoned by him. Abandoned by him. Have you ever felt abandoned by God? So in his experience of abandonment, the psalmist keeps on bringing his prayers to God by day and by night. Let me just encourage you. In this short little time I have right here on Blog Talk Radio doing this first Friday praise and prayer call. Don't stop, bless his name, crying out to God. Don't stop. We stop. We give up. We throw in the towel. We just give up crying out to God because God didn't answer us right away. He didn't do what he promised he was going to do in that second. And let me give you the scripture. Jesus promised to never leave us or forsake us. Time of abandonment. No. That God is not silent. God is not silent. Here's what David did. He reflects on who God is. He is holy in his kingship. He enthrones. He inhabits. He enthrones. And he is the object of Israel's constant praise. I love it. We don't say this a whole lot anymore. And some of the sayings that the saints used to say, I would just be in awe. They would say that he sits high and looks low. And that's really what this psalm is saying. This is really what David is saying. He enthrones, he inhabits the praises of Israel. He is king. He enthrones. He is enthroned. His kingship, his sovereignty, and is the object of Israel's praise. God has not abandoned us. I love it. Even though it feels like it, it seems like it. And David had questions. And one of the commentaries I was reading this morning, really quickly, David began to remind God in the psalm of his promises and his faithfulness. So it says, this is the right attitude that we need toward God through prayer. Though prayer is not heard, yet God is holy. Men should refrain. We should refrain from laying charge to God if prayer is not heard. Because sometimes our sin separates us from God or our unbelief. But we should refrain. I love that. Refrain from laying charge to God. He is holy. He is holy. So, the scripture says, one of the versions of the Bible says, he really does inhabit the praise of Israel. I want to read this in the Message Bible because it kind of took me to another place. It says, God, my God, why did you dump me? miles from nowhere. Doubled up with pain, I called to God all the day long. No answer. Nothing. I keep at it all night, tossing and turning. And here's what this interpretation says. And you, are you indifferent above it all, leaning back on the cushions of Israel's praise? We know you were there for our parents. They cried out for your help and you gave it. They trusted and lived a good life. Sometimes you feel like that. You feel like God is indifferent. You feel like God is above it all. You feel like God doesn't hear you. The Amplified Bible says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? And from the words of my groaning, oh my God, I call out by day, but you do not answer. And by night, but I find no rest nor quiet. But you are holy. Oh, you who are enthroned in the holy place where the praises of Israel are offered. In you, our fathers trusted, leaned on, relied on, and were confident. They trusted and you rescued them. They cried out to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not disappointed or ashamed. Can I just read verse 6 in the Amplified Bible? It says, but I am treated as a worm, insignificant and powerless, and not a man. I am the scorn of men and despised by my people. And it goes on and on and on. So I just want to encourage you, when you feel that the Lord is not responding to your prayer, first of all, don't lay any charge to God. Don't lay any charge to God. He's God. And the one of the definitions for repentance, God is right and I'm wrong. Always God is right and I'm always wrong when it comes to God. So we need to check ourselves and check what we are doing in our lives. All right, I have someone online. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Praise God.
Hello? Yeah, hello.
Yes, God, I'm here.
Sorry, where I am is a noisy place, so I muted my phone. I'm calling to request for a prayer. I'm seeking the Lord to heal my feet and my belly. I'm having problems with my feet and my belly. So I want the Lord to heal me.
Yes, sir. When you were talking, how is your diet?
My diet.
Yeah, your diet, what you eat.
My diet. I don't know how to answer it.
Okay. Do you try to eat the right things?
Well, I normally eat sandwiches. I eat potato. I eat rice. Yeah, that's what I eat.
Okay. I don't know why, because when you were talking, I heard, you know, your diet, and I don't know what your diet is, and I don't know what you eat. That's just what I heard. Okay, that's just what I heard. That's all. That's all I heard. I can't give you any specifics. I just heard your diet. So you might want to look into that. I don't know where you're from and how you eat, but you might want to check into that. But I'm going to pray, too, so because you asked for prayer for your feet and for your belly. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, and we praise you, and we magnify you, we glorify you. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for this brother that called today for prayer. Father, I ask that you touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you. You come against the people of God, but the blood of Jesus is against you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for complete and total healing and deliverance. You sent your word to heal them. Heal right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for healing this brother right now. Give him a testimony for your name's sake. Crown him with loving kindness, Lord. Let your grace and mercy follow him wherever he goes. Rebuke the hand and power of the devil. Give him wisdom and understanding according to your word, your will, and to your way, even concerning his diet, Lord. Give him wisdom and understanding. And as he goes in obedience to you and to your word, God, heal him. I thank you for healing him. I thank you for touching his body right now. In the name of Jesus, in your great and powerful name, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. My brother,
amen.
Where are you from?
I'm in the UK, but I'm originally from Africa, but I'm not in the UK.
You're now in the UK. Okay, so
yes.
I'm just hearing diet. I don't know. Just
okay.
Kind of work. Just kind of work on that. Your diet.
Okay.
You probably eat healthier than me. I don't know. I'm here in the United States, but work on your diet. And I'm believing God for complete and total deliverance and healing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are you a preacher? Are you a pastor?
Well, I don't know. I'm not.
You don't know?
No.
Okay.
I'm not a preacher. I'm not a pastor.
Okay. All righty. Well, I love you. Pray and seek the Lord. He's going to tell you what direction you need to go in.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank the Lord for his goodness. Amen. So God inhabits the praises of his people. It feels like he's so far away, but he's not. He's just a prayer away. All we have to do is praise him and magnify him and give him the glory. Amen. I just feel like I need to keep praying. So that's what we're going to do. Just praying that there's a lot of things going on in our world and a lot of things going on here in the United States with Houston and with the Hurricane Harvey and all of the things that are going on with us and even in our personal lives. But I just want to let you know that God sits high and he looks low. And just because that frame in our mind, it may seem like God is far away. He is not far away. Even in the time, I feel like I need to reiterate this, even though for some of us, it feels like God is not answering our prayers. We've been praying, we've been fasting. Ah, hallelujah. We've been living right. Some of us say, Lord, listen, we've been telling the Lord we've given up smoking and drinking and fornication and adultery. We've answered the call to ministry. We've done all these things. We trained up our children in the way they should go. We've done all the things that we feel we needed to do. But come on now. Come on, God is with us. He is for us. And just like he answered our prayers in the past, he is answering our prayers now. And alienation and isolation is part of suffering. Some of us need to just step back from the people, places, and things and let God talk to us, place in God, where he can answer our prayers. Amen. Amen. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We give you glory right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for your word, your will, and your way. We thank you, Lord, that you inhabit the praises of your people. We thank you, Lord, that you are enthroned. You are God. You are sovereign. You are King of kings. You are Lord of lords. There is nothing that happens in our lives that you are not aware of. Ha! Glory to God. Even with the hurricane, there is nothing that happens that you are not aware of. And so, Father, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify you, we glorify you. We lift up your holy name and we just tell you thank you. Thank you because you're God. Thank you because you're sovereign. Thank you because you're King of kings and Lord of lords. Thank you, Lord, because you just God, and you're excellent in everything that you do. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, God, we thank you. And we praise you. Hallelujah. And we magnify you. And we give you the glory. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, in our times of alienation, in our times of isolation, help us to remember, Lord, that you are here for us and that you never leave us, you never forsake us. There's someone right now, Lord, feeling like you don't care. And I'm not talking about sinners. I'm talking about people of God. There's a pastor, there's a woman of God, a man of God, there's saints of God that are feeling right now that you, Lord, have abandoned them. But God, we know that is not true. We know that is not true. Your word says that you would never leave us nor forsake us, that you would be with us always to the end of this age. So, God, we stand on your word. We stand on your promise. We stand on your word. We stand on your promise, knowing that you would never leave us, knowing that you would never forsake us. There are times, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are times of isolation. There are times of alienation. Offenses will come. There will be times when you just feel like you don't fit in anywhere. I just need to encourage you to don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Noah preached 120 years that the rain was coming. Can you imagine? Can you imagine preaching 120 years, never seeing rain, never experienced rain? He preached 120 years. Abraham stepped out on God, on his promise that his inheritance would be as the stars in the sky. Not knowing, Abraham stepped out not knowing where to go, what to do. He just stepped out on God. God will never abandon you, never leave you an orphan. That's his word. I'll never leave you comfortless, never leave you an orphan. He is there. He is there. He is right where you are right now. Man of God, woman of God, he is right where you are. I want to encourage those that are experiencing loss because of the hurricane. And we all have those questions. Why did this have to happen to us, to me, to Texas, to Louisiana? There are a lot of variables because of that. But this one thing I do know. God will give you the greatest testimony. Bitter experiences produces sweet testimonies. God will give you one of the greatest testimonies as a believer in God. Out of tragedy comes the greatest testimonies. Out of abandonment comes the greatest testimonies, because you'll be able to tell someone that I stood in the midst of tragedy. I stood in the it when I thought God had left me. When I threw in the towel and said, I have had enough, that was not God's will and purpose for me. And you'll be able to tell someone, if you just hang in there, God will see you through. So I want to encourage you today. Yes, God inhabits our praise. Yes, he sits high and he looks low. Yes, it feels like he is not listening. Yes, it feels like all of that. Even to Jesus on the cross, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? It was so bad. It was so terrible. Carrying the sin and the weight of the world. I cannot even imagine carrying it. None of us can. Carrying the sin and the weight of the world. For you and for me. And for God to turn his back on his only son in that moment. To allow him to feel the pressure and the suffering of abandonment just for you and just for me. But on the third day, Jesus got up with all power in his hand. He got up with the victory. He got up with the keys to death, hell, and the grave. The Bible says he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He got up triumphant. And it was not just for him. It was for us. It was not just for him. It was for us. It was for every person that calls on the name of the Lord. It was for all of us. So we would know that in times of abandonment that God is there. We will have to go through. We will have to go through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He said the shadow. He didn't say it was death. He said the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We can do this. The devil wants us to think that we can't, but we can. We can do this. Whatever state we find ourselves in, Paul says, be content. We can do this. We are winners. We are on the Lord's side. We are winners. He's a good father. He's the good shepherd. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's bread. He's water. He's all of that. He's everything that we need. So I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you that you don't give up, that every decision you make, you will ask God. And when you don't get the answer right away, don't step out like Sarah and like so many times that we do, and we do our own thing. There is a cost and a penalty for that. Let's just stand on the promises of God and believe his word and trust in him. So again, Father, I pray, even those that are sick and suffering, don't know which way to go, oh God, that you would give them an answer today. God, that you would heal, deliver, set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Go down on the inside of us. Regulate us. Regulate our minds. Regulate our hearts. Regulate that blood pressure. Regulate that heart condition. Regulate our bellies. Help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Regulate the sugar. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, the stress, regulate the stress. Because people are stressful and their hearts are failing them because of fear and stress. But Lord, you said you would keep us in perfect peace if our minds are stayed on you, because we trust in you. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Lord, we thank you for peace that passes all understanding, that guards our hearts and our minds. We thank you, Lord, for joy unspeakable and full of glory. We thank you, Lord, that we are lenders and not borrowers. We thank you, Lord, for rebuking the hand of the devil. Lord, you said if we gave our tithes and our offerings, you would rebuke the devil for our sake. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for rebuking the hand of the enemy, for rebuking the hand of the devil. Even in the midst of tragedy, you are rebuking the hand of the devil. Let every person that has experienced loss because of this hurricane, let them recover all in the name of Jesus. New life, new life, new houses, new land. Oh, God. Son of a yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you. We rebuke the shysters that come in the midst of tragedy, the con men, the con women that come in the midst of tragedy to steal the money, to steal God, in the name of Jesus. We cast it out, God, in the name of Jesus. We cast out the manipulators, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let every money that's being raised right now for the hurricane survivors be used for them, for your glory and for your honor. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you, praying for pastors everywhere. Oh, Lord, that you would strengthen and encourage every pastor. Oh, God, I hear some pastors saying it's rough out there. Lord, encourage every heart and every mind. The struggle is real. The battle is real. The alienation is real. The isolation is real. But, God, you inhabit the praises of your people. You dwell in the midst of your people. You sit right down in the midst of your people. And Father, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify you for what you're doing right now. In Jesus' name, amen. God. Praise God. Amen. Give God the highest praise. Hallelujah. Give him the highest praise. I want to read the end of Psalm 22. After all of David's complaints, if you want to say, and please read the whole psalm. I want to read the end, Psalm 22, starting at the 22nd verse. It says, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him. And fear him, all the seed of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Neither has he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. Okay, now, because now David got another attitude. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord. And all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations, and they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship, and they shall go down into the dust, and they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can come, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born that he has done this. So listen, no matter what you're going through, you got to keep praising the Lord. Keep praising him. Keep lifting him up. Keep praising him. Keep lifting him up. Regardless of what it feels like, regardless of what it feels like, keep praising him, keep lifting him up. God is good, and he is so worthy to be praised. And I just want to encourage you again that he has not abandoned us. No matter what it seems like or feels like, no matter what the world, the flesh, and the devil tells us, he has not abandoned us. Amen. Amen. So listen, just thank you and praise you for, thank you, praise God for his goodness. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It has always been and will be, as long as I can do this, an honor and a privilege to share with you what God has placed on my heart. May not always do it quite right, but I'm working on it. And I believe that the Lord will honor my efforts. And I believe he will honor your efforts if we just learn how to praise him in the midst of everything that is going on. Amen. So I love you with the love of Jesus. Continue to pray for me and pray for Pastor Melvin Smith. Pray for our church, Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center. We are located 38138 6th Street East in the city of Palmdale, Tuesdays at 6 p.m., Thursdays at noonday prayer. And noonday prayer is turning to a little mini service there. And Sundays at 10 a.m., our regular Sunday worship. So, love you with the love of Jesus. Want you to know that. Keep praying for us. We're praying for you. And we want you to know that you are purposed for godliness. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it.
that wherever you are, miracles are breaking off in your house. You are